Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sparked them. Come back to win. 2-2 split against the Twins this weekend. The alternative would have been another ugly day at the plate. 1-3 against an injured Twins team. Settling in at 8-7. Instead, it's a 9-6 baseball team scrapping, finding ways to win, and really no complaining. Even Javi Baez, the guy we've been complaining about, delivers the home run. People have been booing at the ballpark. Javi gestures to the, it looked like to the crowd, hand up to his ear, oh, kind of what now? I just hit the home run. After the game, the boos were brought up. Here's an exchange. It's back and forth. Here's Baez. John?
Jim?
Of course, it's Rieger, by the way, with the exchange. Everybody kind of mentioned that. But good for him for asking and getting the clarification, because even the very end there, he's okay. Booing is not disrespectful. It's right. When you start to, you know,
you start taking shots
and personal things, and that's not okay. The booing has been fair game in sports as long as we've been playing sports. If a guy's underachieving, you can boo a guy.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
And he said he's heard that his whole career, so it's nothing new to him.
He says it doesn't affect him.
Yeah. I mean, okay, he hit, you said the home run. He hit a home run.
His only
home run. He's batting 140. I'm not ready to say, oh, look at Javi. Wow. Okay, he sparked an inning, a four-run inning, where the Tigers were able to win a game. And good for him.
Yes, and what I think it's good for Detroit, we need to pat ourselves on the back, because he's acknowledging the boos in the home run. We are making things happen, albeit not as much as we would like, which means we need more boos. We need louder boos. We need to really do our best to get Javi over the finish line. He is still, if not the, one of the worst hitters in all of baseball. They've bumped him down. They've given him days off. Guys, it's there for us. We can help him be just a little bit better, and it's helping just a little bit at a time. Louder. And more of them, please.
Is it really helping?
I don't know, John.
I mean, so that's the thing. And you can go to a game, and when Javi Baez comes up, you can do whatever you want. It wouldn't be in my nature, as soon as they announce a guy, especially a guy that is playing for our team. Now, I'm frustrated with him, and I pulled out the S word on Javi Baez last week, but I'm not going to go to a ballpark and start off every time he is announced, whether it's in the, you know, if he doesn't get up to bat till the third inning, and boo him. You're not going to boo him when he makes a great play at shortstop. Like, that doesn't happen. So how can you say, well, it just helps him at the bat, but it doesn't help him in the field?
John, I don't know all the, you know,
this is your theory,
but it is a real theory. Like, he likes giving it back to the crowd when he's in Chicago and when he was with the Mets, and he did it a little bit to Detroit. I don't know how else to interpret that. You tell me if I'm missing something. Watch the video. He hits the home run. He kind of does, hey, let's hear it now. That's what that gesture is, right? I'm listening.
Yeah,
let's hear it now.
But the boos are
affecting him, and he wants to prove Tiger fans wrong. So we need to be as loud, and we need to force him to prove us wrong any little bit to make this guy serviceable.
He's fine defensively, but
they are affecting him. They are.
They are.
They are.
You think they are. Home run is having an effect on him.
We need to be louder.
He may have had that home run whether you booed or not. Like, it's inconclusive at best.
Sure.
If this ridiculous theory of booing somebody helps them be a better ball player.
He downplayed it. What do you guys think? 248-539-9797.
Again, you go to a game, you pay your ticket, you get in, you can boo whoever you want. I just think it's a bit of a stretch to say it's working.
That's fair. He's batting 140. His OPS is his OPS is shy of 400. I think only one batter has a lower OPS in all of baseball, like 190 qualified guys. No, I can't say
that'd
it's
be Parker
working.
Meadows.
I don't know if he qualifies. Yeah, no kidding. Does he get sent down, by the way, at some point here? I know they love his defense, and you know, when he gets on the base paths, he especially Friday night.
It's been a really rough start.
I know.
And it's I don't know how long they go. We'll get a chance to talk to AJ later in the week, and he probably won't give us too much on it. We're going to have to ask the question, like, what do you do with a player like Parker Meadows, who at the end of last year showed some promise? Still shows promise in the field, and when he's on the bases, the problem is getting on base.
Well, yeah, I mean, the strikeouts, his
swing. He's got 16 strikeouts. He actually leads the team in strikeouts right now, and he's got 7 walks. So he, you know, he does, at least in terms of drawing walks, is can be effective of getting on base, but that's not what you want from, that's not the positive you're looking for.
He had 4 strikeouts in the game on Friday. Struck out in the one he played on Saturday and the one he played on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young hitter. This is part of being a young hitter. He's in that kind of that zone now where you got to make a decision. Is it better for him to get some ABs in Toledo and build some confidence, or is this helpful for him? And yeah, I think that's a fair question for AJ later this week.
Yeah, because when you look at Parker Meadows and you see all of the raw talent, like you see the speed, you see the size, you see the power, you see all of those things, and you're just hoping that one day he shows up to the ballpark and it clicks like it clicked a little bit last year. You just want to get there. You're not asking him to be a 300 hitter right now. Mm-hmm. You're just asking him to be better than .061.
I know. And even Torque, soft contact, king of pop-ups. Box score says he has a couple hits yesterday. They've got some bats that still need to turn it around. When we talk about a team that's finding ways to win and comeback wins, it's better than the alternative. It's just not something that you feel is sustainable, right? With a comeback win, the comeback Cats, you take 2 of 4 against the Twins. You can't rely on comebacks. You can't rely on an offense that stays dormant for 6, 7, 8 innings to wake up at the end of every game. Listen, I'll take them because I know how hard they are to come by. I'll take as many wins as we can get for this baseball team. But those are real concerns here still.
Yeah, I mean, they are concerns. They're a 9-6 team. And they're a team that, like we had said, when we made our predictions for the end of April, they're going to have 30 games. All right, they're halfway there. And right now, they're at 9-6. What does that mean? Because they've got a tough stretch coming up with some teams that they're going to be facing in the next couple of weeks.
Ticket texters, Harvey Buez is one ticket text. His gesture is embarrassing. He sucks. Do more, be better, or give your salary back to the city of Detroit. See, that's the energy I need at the ballpark. Another ticket texter says, Boo Baez to the South Pole. He's an absolute bum. Clearly runs himself out of town. He's been trash. Most fraudulently paid player in MLB history. Again, bring the energy to the ballpark. Texter says, if I call the show and boo cookies, will his Red Wing opinions get better, Tom, in Flat Rock?
No, I don't know. Yeah, Tom.
That's just...
Hey, just in case you misplaced the number... 248-539-9797. Give us a shout.
Listen, you give me Baez's salary, I'll let you guys line up and boo me all day long. It'll be phenomenal. Do you believe him when he says it doesn't bother him? Last thing on it.
I don't think it really affects him very much. There are times when you're playing where you could be in a park that's completely full or completely empty, and you don't really notice what's going on around you because you're so focused on what you're doing.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.